Right, here we go. We've got to get transition right this week. I don't want to cock it up right last week. One, two, three. It's a bit slow, this shit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 511 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Get ready for us to take over your ears for the next 2 hours or so. Today is January 27th, 2019. I am one of your hosts, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And joining me today, we have a lovely crew, starting with the loveliest of lovelies, Gary.
What?
Gary DeFelice on the podcast
that's
today.
To be Kim.
What?
Yeah, I'm here. Kim's here too, though. She's the loveliest of loveliest. But yeah, I'm here. Yo, what's up?
I had to throw a twist. Had to throw
nice.
A twist.
I was shocked.
Good to see you. And thanks for taking some time out of your busy life schedule.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be here. Wish I could be here more.
Well, we expect more of you. Just saying.
It's a new year. It's a new year.
Also on the podcast this week, Kim Woods.
Ah.
Howdy from the frozen north. Or, well, Midwest, more like. But anyway, it's cold, just so you know.
Winter is coming.
Winter is here. winter's here and it won't fucking leave. I mean, what?
And last, but certainly not least, no more tin cup headphones, but we do have Mr. Mark Wright.
Yes, hello. Tin cups have gone. They are broken. New headphones. So,
I think we'll cover that story in our what's been going on in life stories. But thank you, Mark, for being here, spinning the disc as always. Mm-hmm. I expect a flawless show. No doubt it will all go smoothly.
No pressure or anything, you know.
None. Yeah, never. Right. Yeah. This is a pressureless podcast. In fact, this is a free podcast. If you're listening to this right now, you can join in, actually take part in like listening to us live. We are on every Sunday at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in Central, because we can't forget our Central people.
Damn right.
You can watch us live on twitch.tv/OC podcast. We also are on mixer.com/OC podcast. And last but not least, we are on YouTube, not ad-free, mind you. I think we're not making money off this, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it depends if you pay for premium or not.
That's why I haven't got my royalty check? Well,
no. Yeah. But youtube.com/OC podcast. We're there. We're doing our thing. All right. We do have, kind of some birthdays to talk about. They're past birthdays, but Duke Scath, I think, is actually celebrating his birthday today. Eric Piotrowski.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to him. It's either yesterday or today.
I think it was.
Somewhere close.
I thought it was Friday.
It was last Monday.
Friday.
Either.
Something.
Sometime
either way, happy
this
birthday.
Past week.
We did mention him last week.
All right. Well, happy birthday to him.
Mm-hmm.
Also, belated happy birthdays to our own Robin Tate and Nicole Radowski.
Mm.
They each hit the ripe age of 22, and we are happy for them. Happy birthday. All right. You know what? Let's step out before we get into story time.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I'm gonna actually have us, first and foremost, let's play that speak pipe. Let's get this out of the way up front. Right.
Okay, yeah, we got
first
speak pipe this week. From the lovely Kyle Adams from the Entertainers Podcast.
We love speak pipes.
Yeah.
We do.
We do.
Yeah, if you shut up, I can play it.
Right. I'll keep stalling, Mark, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I've been ready. I'm always ready.
Press the button.
Press the damn button.
Hey, OC, it's Kyle Adams, otherwise known as AdamsKD86 from the Entertainers Podcast here. Just thought I'd check in with you and say hi, and I love what you do. Love the show, etc. Just a few games I'm looking forward to this year. So we've got Crackdown 3, Division 2, Far Cry New Dawn, and Yoshi's Crafted World. And also, yeah, just on your new quiz, do I like it? Well, the answer would be yes. No. Yes.
Kyle gets it.
No, I really like it. Nice addition. Yeah, keep up the good work. Love you guys. Catch you soon.
It's a hard act to follow, Nicole's quiz. So, and we thought about this a while ago, didn't we, Greg? So, yeah.
Yes. I mean, we are stealing liberally from another podcast out there, a professional podcast called Game Scoop. They do 20 questions. However, we do have this different spin on it, which is obviously if you try to guess early and you miss it, you get locked out. But there's benefits to, of course, guessing early. So it's a nice spin, a nice wrinkle. Thank you, Kyle, for the kind words. And I now know I'm supposed to be saying your name as KDS886, something like that. I don't know. But I always try and make it like a word. Like I thought he was being like leet and like he was like using numbers and letters to make a word. No, he just straight up is numbers. So sorry, Kyle. I've been screwing that up for quite some time. But just ask Nick. I screw up lots of things like last names. Let's just real quickly. The games he's looking forward to. He said Crackdown 3.
Yep.
I'm looking Division 2.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Both those I look forward to. And then pretty much the rest of his list was shit.
For non Nintendo players, it sounded just like a lot of white noise, didn't it, really? But I know he loves his Switch now. And, oh, God, his game of the year was Let's Go Pikachu. And he's put hundreds of hours into that game. He's caught all the Pokemon. And he's put. He's put far too much time into that game. I saw a movie trailer today. They're making a movie out of Pikachu the Detective or something with Ryan Reynolds as a voice. Anyway.
Ryan Reynolds almost makes me want to watch it, but no.
He's the only reason I'd watch it, so.
I was surprised to hear the Far Cry game on his list.
That's
one that I struggle to even have interest with, but... Mm. I don't know.
I mentioned before on our game of the year, I liked the gameplay. Just I thought the story was a bit naff the way they did the story with the kidnappings, and the ending just ruined it for me. And I know Eric from Veteran Gamers, he felt the same about the ending, but it was still his game of the year. I take it he's judging that on the gameplay, because the gameplay was really good. All the Far Cries are good. But I haven't got that buzz about New Dawn as I did for 4 and 5.
Yeah, I fell off Far Cry 5. I did not get back into it. Hence why it didn't actually make kind of my final list. I just didn't have a desire to actually go back to it. I don't know what it was, because I liked the general premise of it. Like, I liked the story idea of this militant church group. And even more so now after having just recently watched the documentary around Jonestown. Which if you've never seen that, you in the UK, you may not be familiar with the story of Jonestown, but that is kind of a crazy religious cult that ended up, it started in San Francisco. They moved to, was it Guyana, I think, in North Central America? I don't know. Maybe Africa. Either way,
they moved
out of the U.S., and they created this giant compound. They had over 1,000 people there. And at the end of the day, the leader of this cult went absolutely nuts. He was nuts beforehand, but he basically got everybody to drink cyanide with Kool-Aid. And over 1,000 people basically died. And that's where the term, by the way, drink the Kool-Aid comes from, in case you didn't know.
No idea.
There you go. You don't want to drink the Kool-Aid.
Knowledge is power.
I don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
I don't even know what Kool-Aid is.
Don't. But I mean, it's
the head coach from the Chiefs is Kool-Aid.
All right. Actually, why don't we just dive into story time, Mark? Let's get that jingle going.
I've got a new jingle for you. You ready for this?
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
I've got a lot of stick for the last one. You're going to hate this one as well.
Hooray, story time.
That's it.
I kind of like it.
Good.
I kind of like it. Yeah. All right. That's a win. That's a win.
I love that on the Twitch feed we're showing Kim's form right now. That's fabulous.
Yeah. Too many pine trees to be my house.
Yeah. In fact, look, them couple of little bulges are a cat sort of just frozen to death, what she's kicked out earlier because we wanted to go to the toilet.
It's in the living room. I didn't kick it outside. Not that I don't have cats outside, but yeah, whatever.
Are we good? Story are we ready to actually go past Kim's farm?
Please.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Let's talk about story time. Gary, since you are the least consistent on the podcast, what's been going on with your life?
Let's just get this out now. This week, a new show started, season 2 of The Punisher.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I know you guys are watching it. Let's talk some Punisher.
Let's talk some Punisher.
Without spoilers, absolutely, of course. Season 2. We won't talk much, but I personally, season 1, I loved. I did think it started a little slow, and I think like 3 or 4 episodes in, I almost stopped watching it, but decided to hang in. The first season.
Okay.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
And I was so glad I did because it was fucking great. And the Punisher is awesome. I love him. He was great as Shane.
It's well cast, isn't it? Yeah, he's perfect.
He's very well cast. Yeah.
So I'm probably halfway through season 2, and every episode this season I've loved. They're doing a nice job of slowing it down.
Yeah,
and you're always going to get a nice action scene, it seems, in every episode so far.
Well, it really ramps up last few episodes. Yeah, it's really good. It's a lot of people saying they didn't like it as much as season 1, and I
polar opposite.
I'm opposite.
I actually, after I've watched the last few episodes of this, I'm thinking, wow, this is as good as, if not better, than the first season. I loved it.
I find it better because I think they do a better job of fleshing out the Punisher character.
Yeah.
Like you dive into him and his psyche, I think, much better in season 2 than they even did in season 1. And I know they tried doing that a lot in season 1, but for me, this really put a different kind of face to him.
He has a little bit of a vulnerability now, doesn't he? You see a bit more of a caring side to him. Backfires on him a little bit in some ways, but on the other token, he's just as brutal as ever.
So, oh yeah.
Well, you ultimately get to understand his motivations, which I think was important, and I thought that was kind of missing from season 1. I mean, don't get me wrong; there's a huge motivation for him in season 1, but this season, the motivations of him as this superhero character, and superhero is probably not the right word. He is an anti-hero, to be perfectly honest.
Total vigilante,
he really is,
right?
Yeah.
The characters that they have in there, the way they interact too, is just very entertaining. Yeah. I just love the conversations he has with the new one of the new characters in the show. They're digging into each other, and you're learning more and more about each other. But I love the way they interact and. You know, his little smirks, they just did. He's so good at this. He's freaking fantastic. Oh, I mean, there's been some pretty brutal fight scenes, too, I will say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Makes you wonder how he actually recovers, because some people just would not get up from what he goes through.
At least they do leave him bruised and cut.
Yeah.
And it's not just miracle cure the next day. Like the bruises, the lacerations, they stick around. They fade them out appropriately.
Yeah. I did laugh. I think there's every episode, there's a scene probably with his face covered in red.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think every episode so far, there's been a scene where he's got to go get a shower or something.
Well, I mean, his nose has to have been broken so many times through the series that, I mean, he just gets bumped. It probably starts bleeding.
So if you have not seen The Punisher yet, even season 1, Kim, did you see season 1?
No, I haven't.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have Netflix. I just haven't,
They're good. I mean, be ready for violence, though. If you hate violence.
I grew up on Chuck Norris, so I'm fine.
I even liked, I think it was season 2 of Daredevil, where they introduced the Punisher character before he had his own
Daredevil.
Prime. Yeah, yeah. Yes. I liked him in Daredevil.
That was my favorite part of that Daredevil season was having him in there.
Agreed. And by the way, for those of you who do watch Netflix and do like the Marvel superhero shows, they are going to be going away. So you better start watching them because Disney is going to be pulling all the rights from them. You know, they're not going to be keeping these shows going on. It'll be interesting to see what Disney does because the notion basically is Disney's starting their own channel. They're starting their own service.
Must, right?
And so they're going to basically pull all of these into that. But, I mean, Punisher doesn't exactly fit Disney. So I'm kind of curious as to, I mean, are they just going to kill this? Which would be sad to see happen, but
Maybe they'll spin off like a side studio, kind of like they had Pixar. I mean, Pixar they purchased, but
right?
Oh no, they own Pixar, and then Pixar
they
left.
They own Pixar,
right? You know, maybe they'll have a side studio that you can have a couple of different channels. You know, you'll have your standard Disney channel with all the cartoons, right. And then you'll have your adult movie
Marvel
channels and.
Don't say adult movies at Disney. That's
just weird. Mickey Mouse, come on, ride him, baby.
No. all right, so Punisher, definitely watch it. Kim, get on it. Season 1 and season 2, it's there to be watched.
Okay.
It's there.
Well, we're on about,
Jessica Jones also, good from the Marvel series. Jessica Jones, I've heard is good stuff.
Yeah, I liked Luke Cage as well. A lot of people say they didn't like
Garbage.
Luke Cage, but... Oh, no, I liked it. Iron Fist were a letdown. But, yeah, I like Luke Cage.
Yeah. I found Luke Cage just to be too predictable to me.
Yeah.
I didn't find the character very interesting. It wasn't horribly acted. It was okay. The action was decent enough. I just didn't find it to be a compelling character. Yeah. Same thing with Iron Fist and the Defenders series where they all kind of get together.
Yeah.
I didn't care for that either.
No. The first season of Jessica Jones, I think what made that for me was the villain, David Tennant's character.
I have not seen Jessica Jones yet, so I saw
the first season of Jessica Jones. So I'm trying to remember.
David Tennant's character, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do like her character itself. I mean, very sarcastic, kind of drunken, don't care type person. Yeah. So I'm curious to watch that.
She's also not hard on the eyes.
No.
She was, if you watched Breaking Bad,
season two. Yeah.
She was the girlfriend.
The aircraft controller's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. That had a right twist to it, didn't it, at the end?
Oh, God.
They're making a Breaking Bad movie.
Yep.
And she might be in that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't.
Don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's needed.
Yeah.
You got the series.
Yeah, but AMC seems to be doing this now. They want to make Walking Dead movies, and now they want to do this. Mm-hmm. Breaking Bad.
Well, okay, let's face it. The Walking Dead movies is the Rick Grimes movie, and that's because they realized he became so popular they couldn't totally kill him, otherwise they were going to kill themselves. So they killed him off, quotes, no spoilers.
I got a friend at work that's watching Breaking Bad now for the first time, and it's so much fun to watch her journey through there.
Yeah, I would love to erase that from my mind to watch it again. Yeah.
I made you
and my mom
bitch.
Just watched it.
Yeah.
My mom watched it, and I told her she did the same thing as me. I watched it a long time ago and watched two or three episodes and was like, I don't know about this. And they went back and fell in love with it. And she did the same exact thing. I'm like, Mom, I promise you, watch it.
Yeah, I tell you what made me watch it. Going back quite a few years when Mr. Primrose and Mr. Chin were on this very podcast talking about Breaking Bad, and that is what got me into it. And I've been tempted a few times to actually go back because it's been a while since I've watched it now. So,
yeah. I mean, this is going to sound funny. For me, the barrier, for whatever reason, I had a hard time wrapping my head around being interested in watching these guys that were basically cooking meth.
Right.
They were anti-heroes. And so just in my head, I was just like, I just don't care. You know, but I watched a couple episodes. I was like, this isn't bad. Mm-hmm. And then I watched like the third episode. And I was like, okay, I think I kind of want to keep watching this.
Yep. So, I think it was like third or fourth episode. All of a sudden I was in.
Then I was definitely hooked. And it was a matter of just like, We had a couple afternoons where we would watch like five or six episodes. So, yeah.
Kim, did you watch that?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
My problem was I went from watching Malcolm in the Middle And then watching that, and I'm like, how the hell is Hal going to cook? Oh, my God. You know. And from then on out, I love Bryan Cranston anyway. Yeah. So it's like, okay.
By the way, in that show, Breaking Bad, the person I felt the most sympathy, empathy for was Jesse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like...
Great track. I mean, it was great. It was just so real with him. You know, he could break his addiction over and over again, and they show
Okay, we're not spoiling this.
But by the way, he was only supposed to be on for like two episodes, and they liked him so much they kept him on.
I think they said the same thing about Daryl from The Walking Dead.
Yes, you're right.
All right.
Sorry.
What else, Gary? What else?
Gosh, all right. I dominated with TV talk. Just, I guess, real quick. The big thing is, so my oldest guy is a junior this year, and it's time for college visits. We were going to go up to Binghamton on MLK Day, and they had a massive snowstorm up there. They had about 15 inches of snow, and it was about 5 to 10 below the day we were going to go. So we decided not to go.
Okay.
We rescheduled. We're going next weekend to SUNY Binghamton, our first stop on the college tours. So it's a crazy time down here. We're going to be looking and spending a lot of money soon. It's scaring the hell out of me.
Sure.
So anyway, what do you got going on? Who's next?
Well, let's just kind of – I'm going to go up the list here. So, Kim, you are next. Okay. Apparently, you have misplaced something.
No, I didn't misplace him. He died. So,
I thought the other way around.
I was
happy and you found him.
No, he was my old stud horse. We used him for breeding purposes, obviously. In the last few years, we had a mare we've been breeding, and we think either last year or the year before, she must have clobbered him pretty good. So the last couple of years, he hasn't been very good. And he's like 25, 26 years old, which if you know anything about horses, that's a pretty good age for a horse. So anyway, I think between the cold weather and, like I said, he being so old and everything, he just finally, laid down one day and decided he was done. So that was,
he led a good life. Hard.
Right? And for me, my horses are like big dogs anyway. So, he'd follow you around and do whatever. So, I mean, it's not like he had a rough life at all. So, there was that. So that was kind of rough.
I'd take that job.
You're right?
Just saying.
Follow me around while I'm packing the feed bucket, but yeah, so no, like I said, it sucks, but yeah. I'm not too surprised because, like I said, last couple of years he's not been very good. So,
well, if he got to be a stud, he did all right,
Yeah, well, he did all right.
It's a decent life, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a good life.
He has two kids on the ground that I still have for now. So, a little bit of him still carries on. So it's all right.
There you go.
But so there was that this week. I got attacked by a piece of plywood. That wasn't so fun.
Did
they just jump out at you and
pretty much, yeah. No, we've still got some stuff around the house because we're not actually fully done with it yet, believe it or not, even though we've lived here for like 2 years. And in our bathroom we have the flooring for the mudroom stacked up in the boxes, and we've got this piece of plywood leaned up against it. Well, one morning I was in there mopping up some water off the floor and the cat was behind me screwing around with this plywood. She knocks it over, knocks it into the back of my leg, so now I have two gigantic bruises on the back of my leg and a couple of sore spots. So yeah, twin bruises. That's fun. I would not suggest it. Really? No.
No.
I was like pissed off enough. If I could have swung it, I would have picked up the plywood and out the door it would have went, but I'm pretty
Yell
sure.
Yell at it. Rage on it.
Yeah, right? Take the sledgehammer to it, but...
Jim, you had a shitty fucking week.
Right? And then...
or 2 weeks.
All this snow. So, we've probably got we've probably got a foot in some spots and about half of that in others. So depending on where it drifted, I'm over winter by now. So
we have not had
the irony.
An ounce
she
of
has
snow, yet.
snow surrounding her house, and yet she has her ceiling fan on. I don't think I didn't notice that.
Yes. I can't sleep without it, so I just leave it on. So
technically, you're not supposed to be sleeping right now.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
All right, Mark.
So we're finishing Punisher season 2. I like to sort of like start a new sort of like binge session on another TV series. And on Netflix, there's I don't know how long it's been out, but it's a fairly new series called Titans, which is a DC one, not Marvel.
I heard this.
And I'm not really into comics. Comics weren't that big over here as were over in the US. Obviously, I know about Batman and Robin and everything. And this is sort of like set on after Robin has left Batman, where he becomes, he changes from like Robin to Nightwing. And it's pretty good, actually. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the characters. And it's quite, I didn't expect it to be, but it's quite gruesome. A bit like some of the Marvel stuff, the Punisher stuff and that. It don't pull their punches.
Is this a Netflix original series?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I might give this a look then. That could hold interest.
Yeah, it's got quite a sort of like
because
good story, overarching storyline.
Well, so, and I don't know, I'm sure you guys have them over there as well, but so there's a network called CW out here. They host a lot of kind of DC comic book hero TV series, like The Flash, yeah. The Green Arrow.
Oh, my, yeah.
I know a lot of people love those shows.
Yeah, Sky won over his shows, and my son loves Arrow and The Flash and all them. And
I can't get into them. Yeah. I find them to be just, they're a bit too PG, and also they're just not quite they just don't quite have the budgets that I want them to have, so I'm very curious now about Titans, given that it's a Netflix original.
It's got a good dynamic where what's his name, Dick Grayson,
Robin, yeah
how he feels about why he left Batman and what happened with Batman and his reasoning behind it and what it made him into. And you meet the new Robin in it. It's not, I don't know if it's a spoiler. Sorry if it is. And that's a really interesting episode. So it's in the trailer awesome. Anyway. So,
Mark, did you ever watch Gotham?
No, I didn't. No, I never saw that.
It's available on Netflix.
Yeah,
I watched the first two seasons. It's really good.
Is that set on the Commissioner Gordon when he was a young cop?
Yes.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. It's good. I think it's better early because I'm caught up right now, so I'm actually watching it as they're airing the new episodes.
Right. Oh, you are. Wow, you're way ahead of me.
I find the latter part of it now seems like they're struggling to kind of get to the finish line of where they want to wrap this up, because I think this is going to be the last season. I liked it a lot more early on. And then they get into
the characters start becoming the
Bruce
characters.
Wayne becoming a little bit more a teenager,
right.
And man, you just want to punch him in the nose. anyway,
but I would definitely first two seasons at least, Mark, are definitely worth a watch.
Yeah.
I
think they're on Netflix too.
Yeah.
I think they're on Netflix, or either Amazon Prime or Netflix. I know, one of the two. Yeah.
But it's interesting, like you see the early days of Catwoman, you see the early days of Poison Ivy.
And it's funny, you see the character, you're like, oh, that's going to be Penguin.
Right.
Yeah. It's cool.
But the Penguin character, by the far, took me a little while to get used to, and now love him. And anytime I see him in any other movie, he's the Penguin.
Right, Riddler. Anyway. And they have a great, in the early day, I don't know if she kept on, but his love interest, I just absolutely adore that woman.
Yeah.
I don't know if she stayed on the doctor.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say nothing.
All right.
Well, I'm halfway through Titan, so when that's finished, I'll make a start on that.
This is a show about TV shows today.
Yeah.
It is.
This is this is like Dirty Pizza or something. Or what was it?
I'm going to shift gears on
Virtual Pizza. There we go.
Audible books. I just am in the process of listening to the sixth book in the Columbus Day series. It's called Mavericks. So if you like sci-fi books, this is, got one of my favorite narrators, R.C. Bray, does all the voice acting for the book. It is a book that involves an AI character whose name is Skippy, and it has such good banter,
Skippy.
For lack of a better way to put it, banter. The banter back and forth between the main character and this AI character are just tremendous. So I highly recommend it. If you want something that will entertain you and literally at times have you laughing out loud. I just said louds. anyway, Stupid Monkey. Watch it. Listen to it. It's really good.
Listen to it.
It's worth it.
You know, you just reminded me real quick, too. I listened to the Beastie Boys audiobook.
Interesting.
It was really good. It was really good. Just even stuff that they talk about. I mean, maybe from New York too. Like, I know the clubs are talking about and stuff like that. Right. But just to hear, like, you know, remind you what it was like growing up as a teenager or even a young adult in the 80s and with, you know, cassette tapes. And they kind of go through that at the beginning of the book. I really enjoyed it. Highly recommend it.
So along those same lines, Gary, there's if you're an Audible subscriber, you can download it for free. It's called Hi Bob. It's the Bob Newhart.
Oh, really?
Book about Bob Newhart. But it's really more about Bob Newhart interviewing a bunch of comedians from like Jimmy Kimmel, Will Ferrell. I forgot the female. So there's a bunch of comedians. He kind of does this interview where they talk about how it used to be and how it is today and their careers and what, you know. So you get a lot of good kind of inside baseball info.
Cool.
About being a comedian.
I just wrote it down.
Yeah. Good.
Hi,
good,
Bob.
Good read. Yep.
By the way,
hi,
you know, it just reminded me too, again, to talk about different people. On the Beastie Boys, they had guest speakers read different parts, like Snoop Dogg and very like, you know, audiobooks have come a long way. It was very professionally done. There's sometimes it would be the two remaining people, you know, that survived, that are still alive from these boys. But they had a lot of guest speakers. Ben Stiller read parts. It was pretty cool.
In the late 80s, when Beastie Boys were sort of like in their sort of like peak, did you have that problem over there where kids would nick the VW badges off the cars and wear around the necks? We had a spirit of all the Volkswagen cars over here. They had their VW badges stolen off them, and
they could wear them. Still have that problem over here. Like, if you have a Volkswagen car in a somewhat crappy neighborhood, it will get stolen. Yeah. That little badge gets taken all the time.
Yeah. I remember that. I was still at school.
Yeah. And then last little tidbit, and then we'll get into games. I saw the movie Upside. Speaking of Breaking Bad, it's with Bryan Cranston in it and Kevin Hart. So Bryan Cranston plays the role of a wealthy author who is now a quadriplegic. And he hires Kevin Hart to take care of him. It's based off of a true story.
Yeah.
Tremendous movie. Highly, highly, highly recommend. Go see it.
That's
if you want something
right
to feel
now?
Good about. Yes. You want something to feel good about, go see that movie. It's a good date night
again?
Movie,
too. Upside.
The Upside.
All right, I'm going to put it on
really
my Cody
good.
List
yeah,
and wait yeah, for it, it to be available. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Shh. All right, Mark.
Yes.
Game time.
Game time. Right, which one's that one there?
Yay, we're games.
Oh, shit. No, it's not selected.
Press the right button.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right. We are almost at the end of January, and we do not know any of the upcoming free games.
Nope.
So we're just going to skip past that.
Normally, Microsoft have got their information out by now, but nope.
Yeah.
I checked.
Because they got
the
big news.
Holding their cards close to the vest.
Red Dead Redemption 2, free
there,
on Xbox.
There is a free play weekend this weekend or next weekend for Forza Horizon 3 and another game, but they're not part of Games
World. Three? Three or four?
Three. Yeah, I know. Really? Yeah. Go figure.
Wow.
Go figure. All right, well, let's just talk about what we've been playing. I want to save the certain demo for last. We'll cover that.
Flawlessly released demo with issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's save that for our final conversation. We'll start it with everything else. Kim, why don't we start with you? We'll go to Gary next, and then Mark and myself.
Okay, well, no surprise to anyone. I played some more Red Dead Redemption 2.
What?
I know, right? Shocking.
On two consoles, probably, too.
As a matter of fact, yes.
At the same time.
So, let's not get crazy. I'm not even sure how you'd pull that one off. But, I'm not talented enough to pull that one off, so let's just leave it at that. I did a little more than that. I've started Chapter 3, so we're in the new camp. So
Chapter
3 is kind of the kicking off point for the story, if you ask me. Mm. I think it really takes some interesting turns in Chapter 3.
Yeah.
So, Kim, are you playing the story on both, or did you get it on both so you could do multiplayer with, like, Sarah on the PlayStation?
Well, yes, but I am still doing the story on both. So.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
I like it that much.
Are you syncing it? So where you're doing the story at the same time and both?
No. I'm a little further ahead on the Xbox than I am on the PlayStation, because they had that bug when you first started that if you did Uncle's mission first, then you couldn't talk to the other people in the camp or whatever. Yeah. So I kind of held off on the PlayStation for a while until I got the bug fixed. I'm not nearly as far on it as I am on the Xbox, but then everybody yells at me anyway because I'm not that far, because I like to get sidetracked and venture off and, you know, do whatever.
Are you playing as a good character on one console and a bad character on another?
No, actually,
should.
That's what I will do.
No, Kim, switch it up.
Yeah.
Have one be good, have one be bad, because there good are honor, distinctly different endings.
All right. It's worth
experiencing both.
I'm not very far.
Kim can't be mean. I know it. She won't be able to do it.
It's difficult. It's like people
Well, she kicked
the
cats out in the snow, so it's...
I did not. They're in the living room next to the stove, probably.
On the stove? You're cooking them.
Not on the stove, near the stove.
It's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon over there. Probably threw him in the oven and lit the match. Say, I wouldn't put this match in this oven if he was in here.
Right.
Real quick, Mark, I know you played Red Dead and finished it. Yeah. Gary, did you finish Red Dead Redemption 2?
I haven't even started it.
It's not on PC.
I'm waiting for the PC. My son just finished.
Keep waiting.
And he did both prologues.
Yeah.
And
he
said it was amazing. He's like, Dad, you have to play this. I said, well, I'm going to give it a little bit longer because I don't want to play it like him on two consoles. Like, I know I'd love it on my widescreen computer. Mm-hmm. So I'm holding out. We'll see. I may break down and play it, but I'm trying to hold on. I'm really hoping they release the game on PC in the next like 4 or 5 months. But he loved it. Loved it. And hearing Mark last week, was it last week? You said it would have been up there with God of War.
Yeah,
after I
finished the two epilogues, yeah, I still stand by picking God of War, but it's so close. I think it's hard to pick between them now.
Yeah,
like if I'd have finished both epilogues,
before our
Game of the Year show, I would have had a really tough decision.
Wow. So,
yeah,
Mark, you went with the good ending.
Yeah.
You were a good guy.
Yeah, I had max honor.
I was an evil bastard.
Yeah. Wow.
And the difference
you looked at me the wrong way. I lit you up.
Yeah. I could be, because it seems like every time I turn around, somebody's trying to shoot at me for some reason. I rode by some guy the other day. I think I hollered at him or something. It wasn't anything bad. Next I know, the fucker's shooting at me. And I'm like, what did I do?
It might be a bad character just on accident. Like, you go talk to somebody and shoot them on accident.
I've done that before, actually. So
that does happen.
I've put a couple of videos on my activity feed on the Xbox where I thought to punch someone, if you equipped your fists, you hit the triggers to punch, but no, it pulls out his gun and blasts someone's head off. You have to press the button.
I walked into a store.
I thought I was a goose killer as well.
The goose story. Yeah, all right. The other day on the PlayStation, I was playing, and you got to the mission where you had to take Lenny out to drink.
Oh, that's
so funny. Anyway, I took Lenny out, and of course, we got piss limber drunk. And on the Xbox, on the one I did for it, I ran into a post, and the sheriff caught me and threw me in jail. So I assumed, going into it this time, that was the thing that was going to happen. No, for some odd reason, I completely dodged the post entirely, ran around the bar, jumped through hog pit? I think there's a hog pit right there.
Right.
Jumped over the fence, and the screen went black. And I'm like, okay, this is new. I don't know what's going on. Next thing I know, I wake up, and I'm almost back to camp. I'm out in the middle of nowhere, sleeping it off. My horse is still in town. Oh, and spoiler alert, I guess you haven't played Lenny's Mission. Well, there you go. And, So that was new. I had never, that one didn't happen to me the first time around, so I didn't think you could get away from them. But apparently I'm a hell of a fence jumper drunk, so go figure.
If it makes you feel any better, Kim, about killing the goose, I was riding a horse and a bird tried to fly in front of my horse. The horse kicked the bird and killed it.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Speaking of the goose, I kind of skipped over the part. As I'm walking back to town to get to my horse, because he's, of course, out of whistle range, this flock of geese is like right next to me on the road. Gaggle. All right, whatever.
It's a gaggle of geese. That's the true gaggle of geese.
Thank you, Mutual of Illinois Wild Kingdom. Anyway, they take off and go to fly, and one is flying low enough that as I'm walking down the road, it runs into my forehead and just dies. So apparently Arthur Morgan has a hell of a forehead because it killed a goose. So I'm sitting there, I'm looking at this goose after I'm laughing my ass off. I'm thinking, well, hell, free goose meat, there we go. So I skin the sucker out and put it in my little satchel, and away we go.
Yeah,
exactly.
That Lenny mission seems so long ago for me.
Oh my god!
So long ago.
Yeah, that is a mission that needs to be experienced. You can't really spoil it either. I mean, you could talk about it, but when
Until you actually experience it,
it's like, okay, this is actually pretty genius.
Going up there, Lenny?
Yeah.
did they fix up multiplayer yet, or?
I think they're still working on it.
Yeah.
I saw a thing today, actually, saying they're offering, if you log on again now, you get some more free gold bars.
Mm-hmm.
So they are trying to promote it, but...
Yeah. I think
there wasn't that much to do online. Yeah. I know they introduced the Battle Royale mode, and there's a new mode come out.
Oh, I heard about that.
The biggest
problem with the multiplayer is it doesn't feel, quite honestly, any different than the single player. So it's kind of like, I mean, you're in the same world, you're doing basically the same type of missions that you were doing in the single player, and those are still available to you after the epilogue. So... it's kind of like you can just keep playing the single player to do the same stuff with
and not have the griefers.
Your character, or you go into the multiplayer and deal with the online stuff. So, I don't know that Red Dead Redemption 2 online is ever going to be a thing. It's not nearly going to reach the levels of GTA. That's for sure.
Yeah. Don't be so sure. Don't be so sure.
I hope so. I mean, I hope they do something with it because it would be nice to get a posse together and go, I don't know, knock over a bank or something. But
I think it'll have a certain following. I just don't think it's going to reach the hype levels that GTA Online did.
Well, probably not, no.
Yeah.
But I wish it would just be like the first Redemption, you know, the online for it. That was fun. I don't know how many hours in that.
I think they need to release the Nightmares, a Nightmares pack. I think that was one thing that really galvanized everybody who was playing against the zombie.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
Kim, what else?
So other than that, I fired up Strange Brigade last night because the friends I've been playing with, her parents finally left. So she got a hold of me last night, want to play some more Strange Brigade. And of course, I'm still trying to beat the end of the game. And like, yeah, sure. So we did some more Strange Brigade last night. And well, that's it until we get to talking about the other thing. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Gary, what about you?
Still playing the golf club 2019. Play it every day, pretty much. Get in, play a quick course. Doing the golfclubtours.com, you know, event. You know, I'm on the tour there. I actually won. Won one of the freaking tournaments and got promoted. Yeah.
All right. Okay. This has all of the official, like...
Not all. Has TV.
Not all of them? Okay.
So, but yeah, it's cool. I'm enjoying it. It's a quick game, you know, it's 20 minutes. I can go play quick. Joined up another league, you know, just a private one with some guys on their forum. So we do that. And it's a little side thing I get to do. Keeps me busy. I don't think we ever really talked, but God of War, because we had all the end of season shows and then the game of the years and our future. I did finish God of War. You guys all know it was my game of the year. From that podcast, boy, that last battle was phenomenal. It took me hours and hours to win it to 100% the game, but
that last Valkyrie. Eventually, yeah, Sarah was saying that them Valkyries were tough. I've not even beaten one of them yet.
The last Valkyrie, she had probably I'd say maybe 9 or 10 moves, and a lot of times they would look similar, so you didn't know what you were going to get, and it took me a long time to start to learn it. And then finally at the end, I started getting it. When I first started playing it, I couldn't get anywhere. Then I watched some videos and I saw people using their shields more. And I changed your superpowers there. I can't remember what they called them in the game anymore. It's been so long, but it was fun. I was so glad I did it. Cause I very rarely 100% a game. That game was just perfect. It was right up my alley with,
now,
what I like
when you say 100%, are you saying you finished it, or are you saying you actually 100% like got all trophies?
I got platinum. I got all trophies. All
right. Okay. Wow.
I finished the game, and then I had to fight a few more Valkyries, which were kind of like mini bosses. And then after you beat eight or nine, then you fought like the Queen Valkyrie, and she was a bitch. Her fucking health bar was like the size of the screen.
Wow.
Yeah. The first Valkyrie I encountered kicked my ass. Mind you, it was quite early on in the game, but they are tough.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny because you got the head and you got your son,
yeah.
And the Valkyries kicking my ass at the end, and you know, you'd hear the same line over and over again. Ah, oh, you look hurt. Are you okay, man? And he's like, shut up, head. I'm like, please shut up.
I love Mimi. I love that character. That's what I kept saying to you earlier. Have you got the head yet?
Yeah, yeah, he was great. Yeah. And the son, dad, you look like you're hurt. Yeah, I'm fucking hurt. The doctor, he just took half my health in one punch. Yeah. But so, yeah, it was fabulous. So from that, I had my other two games that I got cheap was Horizon Zero Dawn and Spider-Man. So I started playing Horizon Zero Dawn.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I stopped probably about a third of the way through. I could see why Fraser didn't like it too much. It is very, yeah, very wordy.
Robin didn't get on with it either.
I don't dislike it. It's a little too stealthy for me. If you go out of stealth fighting, I find it very hard, and I do not do well in stealth. Like, I get spotted pretty quick. So, like, it's very similar. Sometimes you have the camps like you have in Far Cry, and you'd go in there to clear, and I'd maybe get two people and then be spotted. Always.
Yeah. Right.
And then to fight not in a stealth warp mode, I don't think the game was designed to do that. It'll do it, but it doesn't, you're going to get your butt kicked, or it's going to take
a long time. Trying to get punished for it. Got it.
Yeah, I think so, you mentioned it before, Gary, but I think your problem is you've played this after God of War. Well, I played this before, and I really, really enjoyed Horizon Zero Dawn. I loved the story. I love the twist of Aloy's origin and everything. It was just an amazing game. But, like you said, to come from God of War, yes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to help Gary out here, and I'm going to paraphrase Fraser. I don't care about story.
Well, you know what? I found out how to skip all the conversations. I would do them just to make sure I was getting everything.
Did you tell Fraser how to do this?
I probably should. And then I end up in a fight, and I'm like, all right, I don't know what I'm fighting because I didn't pay attention to anything that was going on. So I decided to take a break. I'm going to go back to it, but I started playing Spider-Man, which is good, is fucking big. There is so much to do. I'm enjoying it. It feels, like I said, I was talking to Mark about it on the side. It feels like it could be a little repetitive.
Yeah.
And you really kind of got to do a lot of the side missions and the crime things if you want to get the points that you need to get the equipment you want for the story. So I kind of going through, I'm definitely learning how to fight much better now. You know, going, I think, from God of War to Spider-Man 2 was a little difficult with which buttons to press.
I think the difference with Spider-Man is it doesn't matter about story in this. The gameplay is so good in Spider-Man.
Yes.
Just everything about this, the combat, the moving, the swinging. It's just a fun game. I didn't mind doing all the little extra side stuff to get the tokens to level up.
I'm enjoying them. I'm just worried that they'll get repetitive and I can get bored with it because I have a little attention span, I think.
No, not you.
No, not me.
I mean, those kind of open world games, they can be a bit grindy. You know, I know, not that I played Spider-Man, but obviously the Batman game is very similar. Big open worlds with lots of things to go, side quests to kind of get caught up in, but to help you kind of grind to get better gear, to get better abilities. I can see where that might kind of get you.
It is fun. I mean, the gameplay, the you know, as far as swinging through the city, that they did that brilliant. It just feels so natural, and it's very easy. If you get attached to a building, you kind of just start running up it real quick. They made it very easy to maneuver around. And the fighting is good. I could see why it's game of the year for a lot of people. And the nice thing too is you can just jump on, like for me, you know, 15, 20 minutes, go do a side mission or, you know, do some labs or go get a backpack or something like that. I actually today just finished all the backpacks and the towers. So Mark knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
that's me. Right. And we'll talk about the other game in a little while.
All right. Mark.
Yes. Sorry, I'm just a bit sidetracked.
Did you play any games, Mark?
Yes.
I've just seen in the chat Jason Gollaher's just said he's just sent an email, so I'm just checking that out now. He sent us an audio file.
And by the way, Kim, you are supposed to be in charge of the chat. That is your job.
I am in charge of the chat. I'm writing everybody down who's been in there. You know.
Not telling us, though, that there's emails.
It just popped up. Okay. Like within a minute. So, you know. Come on.
Right then. Apart from the one thing we're all going to talk about, the only other thing I've played this week, I haven't played that much gaming this week because it's been another one of those weeks. Oh, no, sorry.
I know.
Every night I've been getting a message, come on, get online and getting party invites. Come on, I want to shoot shit. And I've been like,
yeah.
But yeah. Well, we did have one game.
I get a response message the next day. Sorry, as you probably could tell, I fell asleep.
Well, it was just one of those weeks where I had bad job after bad job, and it were all really heavy lifting and really physical, and it just shattered me out. I'm just too old for this shit now. I want a non-physical job now. Apart from that, I think we had one game of PUBG, didn't we, on the Vikendi map?
We did.
But apart from that, just been playing a bit more Wildlands, Ghost Recon Wildlands. Got a bit further in the story now. Done quite a few more. There's so much to do. The map's quite big. Each area of the map has got its own like little mini boss, and you have to do so many missions to get to that boss. So I've only done two areas, and I think it was about eight, nine areas.
Yeah.
So yeah, just plowing through that. I'm really enjoying it. Love the gunplay. I've got some nice weapons now, what I like. Just cracking on with that, really.
You're kind of making me think, by the way. So a lot of these games have gone to this open world format, big, you know, worlds where you have lots of side quests and stuff. And I think about all the like kind of pending games I have, and a lot of them fit that bill. I mean, I still have Assassin's Creed Odyssey to dive back into. I still have plenty to do in Red Dead Redemption 2. Yeah. Obviously, there's a game we're going to talk about shortly that's got that kind of setting. There's Ghost Recon Wildlands. Far Cry 5 still on my list of things to do. That had plenty of side mission stuff as well. Kind of like being able to take a break and play something that's a little more linear. I think that's why probably God of War, in some respects, scratched a bit of that itch, because even though it was quote-unquote open world, it felt like it was still walking you down a path. No response needed. That's okay.
Well, it has got a bit of open worldishness as God of War, but it is more linear than obviously Wildlands. Wildlands is completely open. You can do the bosses in any order. You can do the toughest areas first if you want. You can do it however you want.
Yeah. Obviously, we played a little bit of Ghost Recon Wildlands together, but my break from all of that was playing Mutant Year Zero. I finally finished that game, and I have to say, this was, you know, I'm glad I ranked it where I did. Not game of the year material for me for like top spot, but it certainly falls within my most enjoyed experiences this past year. I think it is a good XCOM-like game that introduces some different kind of elements to it in terms of the exploration. I really like the way the story went. It wraps up a little abruptly for me, but I'm hoping they do make a sequel, and they kind of have some foundation there that they could do a sequel. So that game was a lot of fun, enjoyed it, and it is a punishing game. But as you get further into the game and you start unlocking more of your mutant powers, it actually makes the game more manageable, because you can actually start using those powers to really effectively address larger mobs of enemies, whereas in the early parts of the game, you can't take on a big group of people. No, you have to kind of pick them off one by one.
Yeah, stealthily. Yeah, and if you alert the rest of them, then you're pretty much toast. Yeah.
Later in the game, that becomes less of an issue. Right, you can actually do some moments where you take on larger groups of enemies. So, good stuff from that. PUBG, we already talked about. We won't talk any more about that. So let's talk about the thing that all of us attempted to play. Some of us did play. But let's talk about the attempts to play. So Anthem, the demo came out. It was a VIP demo that launched out on Friday morning, I think it was. It basically, if you had pre-ordered the game, if you had EA Access Premium or EA Access on Xbox One, you could access the demo early. And I don't think they were ready for the response of people trying to play that game.
Every time EA have a big online multiplayer game, like your Battlefields and your Star Wars Battlefronts, they just seem to always completely make a mess of it.
How are they never ready anymore?
They've learned by now, wouldn't you?
So, I mean, anybody who's like, they should have had more servers ready. Look, there's not going to be a single company out there that is ever going to have more servers than they need at a launch of a game. It's just not going to happen.
The way they talk, it wasn't even the server thing. It was a whole bunch of other things.
It was nothing to do with that, but yeah.
They were trying to put it off on network codes and network infrastructure. There was a lot of deflection happening.
Yeah.
Well, you knew for a fact it was the server loading because on the Friday night, the tweets started coming through that Battlefield 5 players were getting kicked off and couldn't reconnect. FIFA players were getting kicked and couldn't connect. Madden players couldn't connect. So they had major server issues across the board.
Right. So, let's face it. They were not prepared for this demo. It is interesting because a lot of people are like, oh, well, they should have had beta tests for this. You know, this should have been beta tested. Well, so the realities are they did have a pre-demo test. About 3 weeks back, there was an alpha test or a closed test, whatever you want to call it. I actually took part in that, so I know this for a fact. It was strict NDA. There were no issues. So you were able to get into the game. It performed the way you expected. So that's why, you know, I think, one, that probably gave them a false sense of security. I also just don't think they expected the demand that they got for this game. Because a lot of people tried playing this game. A lot of people kept trying to play this game. And unfortunately, most people were getting connection server error issues. Or when you did connect, the other big hiccup, unfortunately, was this loading screen bug where you would hit 95% load and the game would freeze.
Yep.
And I think all of us experienced that. Yeah. I don't think Gary ever experienced this. You got into the game at one point on PC.
Yep.
And it was super choppy, right?
I got the game. I mean, and you guys are having trouble downloading it. Mine downloaded no problem.
I downloaded it the day before. We could preload ours.
I thought some people had trouble downloading. So, yeah, I downloaded it, no issues. Yeah, I did it in the morning on Saturday, came home. Then I jumped on, and I jumped right into a game, no problem. And that first section right off the bat, like I know Mark had said it wasn't optimized. You can tell for PC.
Yeah, that's what I heard online.
It was running 30, 40 frames per second. Like you move your mouse, it was kind of like you had input lag. It was pretty bad. So then I went to launch into, I guess, the campaign mode or whatever. And once I went there, it just never went any further.
Completely hosed up. So you had the loading screen bug.
So I gave up because I didn't think it was going to run well anyway at that point.
Yeah, I've heard for PC it's pretty demanding. I think I was hearing somebody saying they had it on and I forgot what card they were running, but they had a pretty beefy graphics card, but they could only run it on medium settings with like a 1440 resolution. And the frames were like right around 30 frames a second. It was not like, you know, to get it to run smoothly, you had to have a beefy machine, but you also had to lower your specs down to get it to run smoothly.
Yeah. I wasn't going to tinker that much. I mean, I have a good video card. I have a 1070 Ti, so it's not, you know, it's not a cheap one. It's a good one. It should run the game pretty well, but I wasn't going to go tinkering around and changing down to medium and all that. I'm like,
that's
if it's not going to run,
PC
forget
master
it.
Master race is all about. Come on.
I'm not blaming my PC. My PC runs everything except for that. And, and it's so interesting because we talked a little bit, like, is this going to be bad for them or not? We get talk more about the demo, I guess, in a sec, or I'll come back to this. We'll come back to that. And
no, we could talk about that. I think this is good to talk about right now since we're talking about the issues.
For me right now, you're looking, I got two choices on these types of games. I get to do Division 2 or I can do an Anthem, which are probably going to be very similar, open world. And I also already have Destiny 2, which I love. So I'm kind of leaning, if I'm going to do one of these types of games right now, a new one, Division 2.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. That's fair. You know, I think I put a message up in our chat.
Yeah.
I think if, and I know I tweeted this out, but I think if BioWare could have taken this demo back, they certainly would have, because this was not a good first foot for the public to see this, because it just didn't instill confidence.
I think it's going to do more harm than good.
Yeah, I do agree with that. And I think the other problem is that it opened the door for there's a lot of people out there that don't like EA, that are anti-EA because EA is evil. EA is monetized Battlefield, Battlefront, and that pissed everybody off. And, you know, EA can't do anything right. And this just opened the floodgate for that conversation to dominate the conversation around Anthem.
Yeah.
And I do think that's a shame, because ultimately I got into play it, Mark got into play it, and what I found once I got in playing it, it's actually a really good game.
Well, once the game works, it's really good. It was funny.
Getting there is problem.
Yeah, the first time I went multiplayer, I joined Greg's game, it didn't fully work properly for me because I had no head on my character. It was just no head at all. And I had no weapons, no ammo or anything. And I was just walking around. All I could do was punch stuff with no head. so I had to back out and reload, and it was fine then. Once it works, it's a really good game. It's definitely got that Destiny vibe to it. It's got a bit of Andromeda vibe. The weapons are more Andromeda-ish for me, and I loved Andromeda. Mass Effect Andromeda.
Mm-hmm.
I found the movement and the ground movement and jumping, gunfights all felt very much like Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah,
okay, that's good.
Which audio is good. Yes.
Yeah, the audio of the weapons is amazing. I loved the audio of the weapons and the explosions of gunfire. Really, really good. The flying's really good. I didn't know at first because. You have a heat meter. You don't run out of fuel, but you overheat when you're flying. And I think it was you, Greg, told me that if you fly through waterfalls or fly near the water, you create a spray, and you can see the meter for your overheat coming down, so you can fly longer. So once I'd learned that trick, that helped a lot.
That's cool.
I finished the demo today. I've done all the missions in the demo, all the story missions, and you come across some really big enemies in the last satellite story mission, and it was quite tough. I upped it from easy to normal as well, because I was liking it that much, and I know that you get... I'm a sucker for loot. I love loot games. And I read that if you play it on normal, you get better loot, and if you play it on the harder modes, you get obviously even more better loot, like the epics and the rares and that. I played it on normal, and it's really good.
Kim, you did not get into the game, is that correct?
No, I tried, and I kind of ran into what Mark did with the whole freezing thing, but my thing is I didn't even have a meter atop my screen. It just stopped, and it wouldn't go any further. Yeah. I even backed out once to try to get it back in there again, and it wouldn't do it, so... And I'm interested because I like BioWare, you know, even EA, because Dragon Age is like one of my biggest things ever. And, you know, so I'm hoping it's good because it would be something even down the road, though I didn't like Destiny all that well, I'd, you know, want to check into because it's got BioWare behind it. And, of course, BioWare stories are awesome. So
have you tried it again today?
I might try here later.
It did seem better today, a lot quicker to get in. I didn't have any issues today than I did yesterday and Friday night. So, definitely a big improvement today.
And the good news is, too, if it doesn't have a great launch, which maybe it won't because of the trash, EA is not shy about putting this stuff on sale.
Also true.
Battlefield went on sale pretty quick. Yeah. I think even Mass Effect did. So,
This game, though, it seems like it's going to get supported. I guess BioWare came forward. don't know if it was this past week or not, they talked about kind of how they're going to handle the DLC. So all the story mode DLC that they add into the game, they are not going to be doing a season pass. They're not going to be segregating people out. It's all going to get added in free. They're going to do the Destiny cosmetics. But what I will say, what's different about this than Destiny is, you know, your cosmetic upgrades, you're changing your helmets and your whatever. All of that you see in game constantly because you see your character in game. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to go to a dance off to see what you've put on your character. And what I also, I like it, I prefer it, but is that there's not actually like a public place where you have all the different characters kind of coming in and you see just a bunch of people running around doing stupid dance moves here and there. All of that is not in this game. So you don't have the dumb Destiny base camp where everybody and their mother is, you know, doing little conga dances with their dumb dance moves. I hated that part of Destiny.
I do as well. It's so annoying. You got to go back there. I mean, they did make some stuff easier in Destiny 2 with some of the later patches, right. But there's still reasons to go back there to get missions. And it's just, it's like, why?
Yeah. So in this game, when you go to your missions, you go back to I can't remember the name of the base. You go back to your base, and it is a first-person view. You're walking through this little town. You'll get your missions, in there. You'll encounter other characters for side missions, that kind of thing. It's all very well voice-acted, and it seems to be all motion-captured as well, which is nice. There are, at times, some dialogue choices. So a little bit of that BioWare comes in where you can choose to respond one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I don't think, and I could be totally wrong, but I don't think there's going to be consequences to how you respond, which is kind of disappointing because I would have liked to see that, kind of still come through. Maybe there will be. But so what I've experienced so far, it's been strictly kind of just a different response. And also something they did way better than Destiny. Your character actually has a voice. You're not some stupid mute walking around the world. So you can choose a male or female character voice, and then they respond in kind.
Is the weapons as random as they are in Destiny? Do you know, like, you know, upgrade to different weapons, or is it going to be you get money to spend on it? Or
You get loot at the end of a mission, which includes various weapons. But what you can do is once you've got a weapon, I think that gives you the blueprint for it. And what I've been looking at online is, as you progress through the game, to get a better version of that weapon, you have to recraft that weapon if you've got the blueprint and you get the better version of it. And you can craft either the common, uncommon, rare, epics, as long as you've got the materials to craft
it. That's great. So that is really... I mean, I know Destiny made that part of the grind.
Yeah.
To make you want to play, to try to get that piece of gun or whatever, but... It's annoying as shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping through going into this, is that it's less grindy than Destiny, because that's what threw me off is because you had to do the light levels, and you could only, you had to go so hard, fight hard to be, whatever to do this. And it's like, after a while, I got really tired of doing all that shit, so I just quit.
Yeah, there will be some grind to this. Don't get me wrong. There's
not as much.
But
I like how the ammo, there's only one ammo. You just pick up one ammo. There's not three different types of ammo and all that.
Right.
Not like PUBG?
I'm referring to the Destiny type. But one thing we did notice, Greg, what I quite like is the wildlife does not take sides. We were in a battle and we were getting hit from behind by these like flying dragony type things, wyverns. And we were getting smoked from left, right and centre from these things. But I've actually... When I was playing today solo, they were attacking the enemies I wanted to attack as well. So they don't take sides. They'll just attack anyone who's in their vicinity. So that adds a new element.
Yeah. What I also liked is actually speaking of the different creatures and factions of the demo, there are humanoid enemies you fight, kind of just like you had Destiny had a couple different factions.
Dominion or something.
Right. I think there's actually two different types of humanoid at least so far, but there's also creatures. There's also monsters in the world that you fight. So there's a lot of different variety in that regard of what you're going to be going up against and fighting against. I mean, we saw the dragons, we saw these scorpion type creatures.
Yeah. And some armored ones as well, where you have to hit them in a certain spot to take them down.
Yeah. Again, super disappointed with how they launched this game, but I honestly feel there's a really good game behind, unfortunately, the bad launch of the demo. And so I would say to anybody curious about this, go try and play it now, because it is working from what I can tell, working better at least. It's just a shame this game, they launched this demo out this way. I also, you know, there's a lot of people that had, you know, this pre-order to get the VIP access. I don't like it when games have these demos and progress doesn't carry over. Now, granted, in this game, the demo is putting you kind of further into the game.
Yeah, you start.
So you're not actually starting it off at the tutorial beginning.
Well, apparently, I saw in one video on YouTube, they don't want you to know what happens at the start. There's a lot of story element to it. And apparently there's a big end game part of it as well. So I think there's going to have a lot of legs to this game.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just weird to me that, you know, you jump into this game and you don't really know what's going on. I think that's also a little bit of the problem for this demo. A lot of people didn't quite understand backstory parts to it. So it's Fort Tartus, by the way. Fort Tartus is where you, I think, are holed up.
Yeah. Tartus.
I thought from anybody was calling it something insulting.
Yeah, Nerd Allegiance in the chat says, sorry, Greg, but they have said they are adding a social hub in Anthem.
Actually, I think I did see that somewhere.
Well, I will say this: the social hub, I think that might come in the free to play, which we could talk about that real quick, Mark.
Yeah.
The free play area probably will have some kind of social hub to it.
Yeah. I was a bit annoyed about it at first because I wanted to play it solo, but it makes you matchmake.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, and again, I was listening to a interview with a developer from there, and I think they said for this demo, they were requiring matchmaking for the free play.
Yeah.
But my understanding is, in normal, if you go into free play, you could say, team up with me, Mark, we could go out on a mission.
Yeah.
Two other randoms might join our session, but they would not be tied to us in terms of what we had to do. Yeah. So we would be able to go off and do whatever we wanted.
Yeah. I'd be happy with that, because in the demo,
I'd be okay with that.
If they triggered a cutscene, it took you out of whatever you were doing, and it forced you to join up. Tethered you to the other players. So, yeah, if a full game doesn't have that, I won't be too bothered about that.
Yeah. It cannot force me to squad up with someone. If it forces me to squad up with someone, that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, exactly. Because especially when you want to go out and just farm materials for your crafting and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Anthem. You know, obviously the final grade is still yet to be seen, but TBD. So far,
if you get in and play, it's good.
If you get into play, that's good. Unfortunately, I think so many have not been able to experience the good part. And obviously, the conversation that's dominated this demo weekend has been, you know, the poor launch.
What is the release date? Is it March?
No.
February.
22nd, I think.
February 22nd? Yeah. Well, is it February there already, Mark? I thought you guys were just ahead in time with hours, not days.
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, you said March, but yeah, no. February 22nd.
Okay, Mark. 22nd.
We love you.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move on to a quiz.
All right. Here's the sound effect for that.
20 questions.
That might need to get tweaked.
Sounds like it already is.
I just made it really, really quick. So, 20 questions. One host at random will pick a game of their choice, what they've played from this current generation. They've played a lot of it, so they can answer accurately. And then the other hosts have 20 questions to ask in turn, starting clockwise from whoever's picked the game. But the answers can only be yes or no. After each question, you can have a guess if you want. But the problem is, if you guess incorrectly, you are frozen out completely. If no one takes a guess and you get to the end of the 20 questions, each player has a guess each. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If you don't guess the game, then the person who's thought of the game gets a point. If you know what I mean? It's a bit hard to explain. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just get the question right, I guess. Is that the point?
Yeah. So,
Mark, if you were the person that picked the game the week before, I think the standing rule should be you can't be the person to pick the game the next week.
Right, okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, so do you want me to knock me off? Oh, no, you picked, like, didn't you?
Exactly, knock me off.
Yeah, so...
Let's knock off Tank Top.
Knock you off the wheel spin.
Yes.
Modify wheel. Oh, you put me on the spot now.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Well, just spin it, and then if it picks me, then spin it again.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, here we go.
I've done it. Right, so we have got Mark, Garrett, and Kim on a wheel spin. Are we ready to spin that wheel?
Problem is, I don't even pay attention to the games. Ooh, I'm back. Right. Even if it's a game I played, I won't know it.
Right, you ready? Here we go. Spinning the wheel. And it's landed on Kim.
Yay.
All right. Yeah, so, Kim, Dragon you Age have to something. Pick a game like from your past play, basically this generation, something that's at least somewhat popular or something that you obviously have played.
Mm-hmm, obviously.
You want to feel good about being able to answer questions. It doesn't have to necessarily be something that's super popular, but you have to feel confident you can answer questions about the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to guess what game that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if we're going in clockwise as well, so it'll be Greg first and me and then Gary. So have you got a game in mind, Kim?
I do, as a matter of fact. Right. So.
Okay.
All right. Robin's put in the chat, Alien Colonial Marines. Nah.
Yeah.
Yes, games I can rule out right away.
Right, yeah. Question number 20 is all yours, Greg. Take it away.
All right. Is this game on... did you play this game on the PlayStation 4?
No.
Okay. Ooh. Is this game a shooter?
No.
Question 18.
Yes,
right?
I get to ask.
Yep.
Is this game action adventure?
No.
Okay. I think we know what it is.
Does this game involve co-op play?
Yes.
Ooh. But not on the PlayStation. Rules are overcooked. Oh, God. do you play as a male character?
Well, actually, it doesn't identify as either male or female.
Right, okay.
You can make a guess as to whether, you know, it could be one or the other.
Right, okay. Gary, question 15?
Yeah. Was this game an exclusive to console?
Oh, shoot, I don't know.
Okay, type it in Google.
I'd have to because I'm not sure. I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Down to 14, Greg.
All right, so it's not on PS4. It's not a shooter. Not an action adventure game.
Actually, does have. We don't know if she didn't play it on the PS4 or was it not on the PS4. What was the question?
Did you play this on the PS4?
Yeah. Okay.
She did not play on PS4.
No, I didn't play it on the PS4.
It's not an exclusive, so it could have been on PS4 too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Ambiguous whether it's male or female.
And it can be played on the PC, so I just love.
We could be trying to help my neighbor.
Not console exclusive. Was this game published by EA?
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm gonna make a guess?
If you want, but you're going to get locked out if you get it wrong.
Yeah. Yarny 2.
No.
Damn it! All right, I'm locked out.
Which one's that? Frozen out. Right. All right.
Ooh.
I can't remember if I changed the number now. You put me off. What were we on? 12?
I was going to throw you. I've got all the stuff written down so far.
Right, then. Is this an RPG?
No.
Your question, Gary.
Can I ask this question? Is the game less than 3 years old? Can I ask that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can ask that.
You can.
Let me see. Yes.
Okay.
Is this game, does it have puzzle elements to it? Is it a puzzle game?
Yes. Yes.
I think I know where it is.
Oh, fuck me.
We're on number 9, Gary.
Was that?
I think I just figured it out, too.
Okay, Mark, you want to take a stab?
No. I want to make sure I'm not getting locked out.
Gary's busily searching all of the Electronic Arts catalog.
I don't know if it's EA, though.
I have a guess, but I'm not ready to say yet.
Well, ask a question then. Narrow it down. I'm
trying to think of a good question to ask. Did you 100% complete it?
No. Don't believe so.
Does this involve getting 3 in a row or more?
You can't ask that question.
You can.
No, it's not. No.
Shit, so it's not Gems of Wallen. Bollocks.
No. No, that would have been too easy.
Yeah. That's what
that's
I thought.
What I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was a puzzle game. Oh, guys. I think Kim's going to get this, win this. Go on, Gary.
So that was the 12th question. You have 8 more questions.
Wait, Mom. Right.
Hold on.
EA puzzle game co-op, less than 3 year old.
Less than 3. Well, that messes me up.
Get off Google.
I can't use Google.
No.
I now think I know what it is, and I can't say anything. Sworn to secrecy. I blew it. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
You bastards! I don't even know what to ask. We asked about co-op.
Do you want me to go down the list real quickly of what's been asked and answered? So it is not, she did not play it on PlayStation 4. It is not a shooter. It is not an action arcade game. It does have co-op play. It is ambiguous whether you play as a male or female character. It is not a console exclusive. It was published by EA. It is not Yarny 2. You're welcome. it is not an RPG. It is less than 3 years old. It is a puzzle game. She did not 100% complete the game. And it does not involve any kind of 3-in-a-row mechanic. Sass, does it have a football? Come on, Gary.
No football.
Is it available on EA Access? Can I ask that?
Yeah, can I ask that?
Yes. Yeah.
And it is?
It is.
All right. 7 questions left, Mark.
EA Access. All right. Does it have pegs in it?
No.
Right, okay.
I was thinking that, but
it's not Peggle.
I was thinking Peggle too.
Don't say that, Kim. Don't say that. You can't give them any clues like that. All right, 6 questions left, Gary. My list, by the way.
How many questions are left?
Six
questions left. Do you see my fingers? Yeah. I think that's where the answer is, where my fingers are at. I'm covering up my response.
Oh. Are there characters in the game?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Worst right, question
okay,
ever.
I think I...
Jerry D. Felix. Right. Oh. Mark, 5 questions left.
Are they zombies in the game?
No.
Fuck.
4 questions left, Gary.
I'm going to take a shot and lock Mark out. Is it Unraveled too?
You lock yourself out.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Oh, and that would actually be the game that I thought I was saying earlier, Unravel 2. But yes, Yarny 2 was my apparent stupid title.
Oh, is that what Yarny
was?
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to say was Unravel 2.
What the hell is Yarny?
But so Gary is now locked out.
Good luck, Mark.
So I've got 4 questions. Oh, God, right.
Technically 3 because he had a question. Yeah. So right. Only 3 questions left.
Right. EX, a puzzle game.
And before you give the answer, Kim, if Mark doesn't get it, I'm going to put my note up. I want to see if I got it.
Okay.
Is this also a 360 game as well as Xbox One?
No, I don't believe so.
2 questions left, Mark.
Which it should have been, because we said this gen only, didn't we? Bollocks. Is this more of a simulation game?
No.
Fuck, last
1 question left, Mark. This has to be your, by the way, this has to be your guess. It's the 20th question.
I thought we could ask all the questions then when we have a guess.
Oh, okay. All right. This is your game, so you tell me how you want to cheat.
Yeah, we all have it.
Did you just make rules up?
No, it's added black and white on the show notes. I don't even know what to ask. God, I have no idea, man.
I think there needs to be at some point a penalty of
time penalty. Yeah. Does this game have multiplayer? Oh yeah, it does. It's co op. Fuck.
You asked the question. Does it have multiplayer, Kim?
It has co op, but not actual multiplayer. Yeah. So.
Okay, co op only, Mark.
All right, so I've got to make a guess now, haven't I?
Yes, you do.
Fuck, I have no clue. Yeah, puzzle game.
And you're gonna pry curse when she says
all the puzzle games I've ruled out because I thought it might have been Plants vs Zombies. I thought it might have been Peggle or Gems of War, and all. And I thought it might be in The Sims, but complete guess, E-Axis. I don't know what's on E-Axis.
5, 4, 3.
Fruit Ninja.
Nope.
Fruit Ninja.
Right. Kim?
The hell?
Nope.
Not Faye?
No.
I thought it might be Faye.
Nope.
Oh, now no, I'm completely baffled then.
Yeah.
What game is it?
Unravel.
Oh, Unravel the first one.
The first one, yes. That's why I figured when it would take to have guessed the second. I thought, well, I'm fine. It's over.
I thought of Unravel 1 after you said 2.
I guessed 2 because I thought that was over 3 years ago.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And I said Yarny 2 as well, so go for it.
And technically, that, you know, you were close, but that's not right because that's not the name of the game. So, yeah.
That's evil, Kim. Well played.
Well done, Kim. Well done.
Were you saying Unravel 2 and saying no? I've completely. It didn't even cross my mind to think of Unravel 1.
Well, yeah. I thought it would be hard because you guys pretty much know what I've played over the last few years. It's pretty easy to figure out. But that one did come to mind. I thought, So.
So Kim gets a point because nobody correctly answered. Well done, Kim.
Yeah, well done, Kim.
All right.
All right.
Well done. Well done. All right. I think it's news time. Wait, before news, real quick, let's do a shout out to the chat.
Okay. Let me get down here at the news, so in case I Alrighty, do we want to know who's been in the chat, or, you know?
Yeah.
There's a list.
Who's been in the chat?
Right. We have RCGC, of course. Rain God Zippo has been in there. Positivity Bot. NetDev. Bongo's been in. The Great Owl. Nerd Allegiance. Commander Root. Apricot Dupe Fruit. One of these days, I swear. Let's see. Anybody else? Slow Cool. Host Giveaway. There we go. That's been our shatters. Well, some are real, some are bots.
Yeah. I'm just guessing Positivity Bot is actually a real person.
A bot? That's maybe Host Giveaway might actually be a bot.
No, probably. Positivity Bot and Host Giveaway, most definitely probably bots.
Well, RCGC says she's real, so.
All right. Well, there we go. We've got one.
We've got one.
Because Bongo, definitely not real.
Who would
come up with that name?
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Mark.
Yes.
Give me a news jingle.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so news. Hey, we talked about the Anthem demo at length and the troubles that they had. Yep. Anthem has put out a little response, basically an update from BioWare's head of live services. I mean, in a sense, this is, you know, kind of apologizing, kind of saying we didn't expect things. But basically, here's the summation of the response. We've been testing the engine and platform for several months, but there were a few things we missed. Real-world play frequently leads to unexpected issues. Before I share details on this and what we're still facing, I want to dispel one comment we've seen that we underplanned for server capacity. To ensure stability, we intended to manage our servers to match the player population as it grew. Overall, we had excess capacity prepared for population increases and continue to do so. That said, what's important is that all parts of the game work as designed to meet player needs, and that did not happen in the opening hours. While there are a number of issues we dealt with yesterday, the three primary areas were, and I'm just going to read the titles of these areas. I'm not going to go into detail, but platform connections, entitlements. That's not gamer entitlement. That's just entitlements within the code itself. Infinite loads, which we all experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So today our top priorities are, one, continue to resolve any reports of issues with login and entitlement problems. Entitlement basically is your system connecting to VIP. EA and letting them know you are able to access the game. That's entitlement, not the entitlement issues that we see so much of with kids. Yeah. Implement fixes to address infinite loads. I said I want to be upfront that this is a difficult one and something we may not resolve during this weekend. Many players are not seeing this issue, and the last thing we want to do is destabilize the experience for everyone. I'll just say this. Almost everybody I have heard talking about this has said they experienced infinite loads at one point or another. That basically is when it stuck on the load screen and it would not load. It just sat there in infinite. So for them to say not everybody is seeing this issue, I feel like that is a bit downplaying the severity of the issue. And then finally, improve server performance. We've heard reports of rubber banding and other signs of severe latency. Server latency. We experienced that when we first played together.
Yep.
We believe we can address this and will be conducting some small scale experiments to confirm that. We may roll out some fixes out this weekend, or may wait for the opening demo next weekend. Sorry, the open demo next weekend. Depending upon the level of risk to the overall service. So they're trying to fix things. I really wish for them they had come out saying this is a beta test, not a demo. Because to me, demo implies polished, finished experience to give you a slice of the game so you can judge whether you want to play this game and buy it.
Yeah.
And this felt anything but demo-like. This felt very much like, hey, we're stress testing the servers, we're stress testing everything and making sure all of our different functions work properly. Mm-hmm. That's a beta test, that's not a demo. And that's actually, quite honestly, the problem we've run into, because a lot of companies are interchanging the word demo and beta now. They're giving beta access, which really it's more just a glorified demo to show off the game to try and get sales. And so they do these betas to bait people into thinking they get early access to the game. And then we have situations like this where they're saying, oh, it's a demo, but really they're trying to beta test the game prior to launch.
So, you know, you're right about that. But I think smart people like us realize that. There's been a lot of betas that come out and people mm-hmm. are like, oh, it sucks. But it's a beta. And I take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
Like, I agree with you 100%. But I think there's a lot of people out there. Even if they did put the word beta on there, like they probably should have. You're 100% correct. It's probably a lot of idiots that still would.
They're still gonna bitch,
stuff.
You know.
But I think we would have been smart enough to say it's a beta. That's what it's here for. It's to scare out issues,
right?
And it probably really was a beta, and it mistake by them to say demo.
Yeah, I think ultimately, even if their intention wasn't for this to be a beta, it turned into a beta test because of the load capacity issues that they experienced. They're like, oh, we've got a whole slew of problems we've got to fix before launch now.
Yeah.
So either way, there is still a bit of time. I mean, we have basically about 20 plus days for them to iron out some of these network issues. Hopefully they do.
Well, and aren't they having another open demo?
They are.
Soon?
So next weekend, there's going to be an open demo. So if we thought it was crazy this weekend,
just wait.
Next weekend it's open to everybody. So we'll see. We'll see how it does there.
Does it end today?
The closed open demo, the closed demo
open,
ends technically,
shut, roundabout,
I think, today.
Upside down.
I would be absolutely shocked if they do not say, hey, we're going to extend the demo for another day or two because of the
it would
fact
be
that
nice.
They had people who had to pre-order the game to get access to this early demo. And, you know, for over a full day, they could not access the game. I mean, that issue basically went a full 24 hours. So we'll see. We'll see how they respond come tomorrow morning. I almost can guarantee we'll get a message saying, hey, we're extending our VIP demo for another day. Speaking of things that are in beta test, PUBG Lite is in beta test in Thailand, of all
just
places.
Just what we need.
Yeah. So this is a strip. Hey, shut it. Just shut it.
Is this a version of just with ladyboys running around?
Yes. Absolutely.
Doing the helicopter.
Woo!
That is Mark Wright at Marcanix on everything. Send your hate mail there. No, this is a stripped down version of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds PUBG. So it's now in beta in Thailand. So the light version basically is featuring one map. It's Engral, and it's limited in its game modes. So it's limited to solo, duo, and squad play. Although, are there any other options? I just thought that.
So it's aimed at lower end computers.
And it's basically got its own dedicated team, but they're looking to basically create a standalone free version of the game, probably in hopes to entice people to buy the paid for version, but also hopefully to compete a little bit more with Fortnite. That's my guess, that they realize they need to have a free version because they're getting their pants handed to them right now. So, I'm not too, I don't care because I have the paid for version, quite honestly, but it'll be interesting to see how this goes, if it gets an actual popular response to it or not, or if the ship has sailed on that. That's remains to be seen. And finally, rounding out the news, PlayStation Now expanding to Europe. So it's been available in North America, I believe in the UK. PlayStation Now is available in the UK.
I think so. Yeah.
But it hasn't been available to countries like Italy, Portugal, Spain, and now it will be. It's in beta right now. It's also going to be expanding out to Nordic countries like Denmark, Finland, Norway, and Sweden. And so they will Yeah, so they will have the beta test coming out. It's supposed to start early in February. There's no firm release date on the full version of PS Now, but obviously they're looking to expand the service so that everybody is investing in streaming.
I'm surprised.
PlayStation Now.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't done this sooner because Europe is massive for PS4 console base. The number of PS4s out in Europe is just astronomical compared to Xbox.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Europe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Europe, especially like France, Spain,
Germany, yeah.
Portugal. It's very, very much PlayStation centric.
Yeah.
I was surprised this actually didn't roll out already because they talked about rolling out PlayStation Now back at to Europe, I should say, back basically at the launch of the PS4. When PS Now first launched out, they said, well, we're going to roll this out to Europe as well at a later date. And it's just now going into beta was kind of surprising to me. I figured this would have happened quite a while ago. So
what would do PS Now more favors would be to have more PS4 games on it, the newer games. Because at one time you couldn't even get PS4 games on it; it was all PS3 titles. Yeah. Then they started putting some older PS4 titles on, but they need to start.
And that still is the case.
Big hitters like your Horizons and your God of Wars. That'll sell.
I think they have some of the newer PlayStation 4 games that are multi-platform or third-party publisher. They don't have, as far as I know, any first-party this generation PS4 games on there. I could be wrong. They might have maybe. What was the game from Guerrilla Games? The very first one they made for this generation.
Hang on, let me have a look. Killzone Shadowfall.
Yes, thank you.
It's up there. I've not touched it in years.
All right. Yeah. So I figure maybe some of those first year titles might be on there, but I'm not positive. But this is, interestingly enough, this does allow access through PlayStation systems. Well, actually, PlayStation 4. PlayStation Now is no longer available on PS3s.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you can only do PlayStation Now on PS4s or PC.
I was going to say, you can also play them on PC. So if you don't have a PS4, you can actually play them on PC.
That's cool.
But what sucks is that they're not putting their first-party titles on there, so it really doesn't help you that much. So, yeah. But there you go. That is the news. It was a pretty light week of news. I think Anthem really dominated in terms of quote-unquote news. But yeah, so I believe we have an email.
Yeah, Mark? So while we were on air, we got a message in chat from Jason Gollaher. We got an email from The Great Owl, and it says, I need to get in touch with this tank top fella. And that's all it says. And then there's an audio file. Now, I'm hoping my soundboard is going to play this because it's an AAC file.
Is it clean?
I have no idea.
Have you heard it yet?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
We're going in bareback. Hang on, here we go.
Don't disappoint us, Grey Owl.
Hey, Mort. This will be. Hey, man. I was sitting here on the shitter and I was thinking, I need to get a hold of you. My hearse been giving me troubles lately, making this weird ass noise. Kind of sounds like when Mama Nugget got gas. Anyway, hey man, I've been trying to get a hold of TT. Oh, ain't really none of your business, but just trying to get that phone number for me, all right? Pull your pants up, boy. Shit. Always got to look like a goddamn mechanic.
What's wrong with mechanics?
I'll meet you in P-Town later over at the Filthy Pizza. Give me a call.
There's a lot of subtle references.
Yeah. I think there's some subliminal advertising there, which I'll touch on
I think it was a bit of subliminal advertising.
Yeah, I'll touch on in my shout-outs anyway.
Yeah. I will do my best to reach out to Jason The Great Owl.
Yeah. Jason and who? Make sure,
The Great Owl. Make sure he knows how to reach me. But thank you for that. Thank you for that scintillating audio file / email.
I miss his speech.
All right. Let's see, Gary.
Yes.
Let's talk about the games coming out between January 26th and February 1st.
1st of February, yes. So we've got some new games. We have Genesis Alpha 1 on the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on January 29th. We have Kingdom Hearts 3 on PS4, Xbox One on January 29th. And also on January 29th, Penguin Wars on the PS4. Game of the year. G-O-T-Y, no doubt.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, my God. And again on January 24th on the Switch is The Sphinx and The Cursed Mummy. Good stuff there.
Good Sphinx.
February 1st, Ace Combat 7 on the PC, Skies Unknown. And I've been watching a lot of videos on Ace Combat. And it looks like
good in VR.
Fun. Yeah. And we have Wargroove on the Switch, which sounds groovy. That is also coming out on February 1st. So a couple of games coming out in the next week.
What All is right. Penguin Wars? Anyone know?
I don't know.
Sounds amazing.
It does, doesn't it?
No.
Sounds like a war of penguins.
Yeah. Maybe it is good. Maybe it could be a sneaky game of the year. You know, Brothers, Penguin Wars.
I envision something like Plants vs. Zombies, just a bunch of penguins running around.
Mark, you got to throw that up on. As we go through the rest of the show, put that in the on the YouTube there so we can see it.
All right. Look, we do try and get out and play with the community. Now we have a whole bunch of communities I'm going to talk about shortly, but. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. in the UK, Mark and Robin do their best to coalesce people to play together, have a little bit of a community play date, and I think you guys are going to be attempting that again?
Yeah, I don't think it's been successful the past few weeks. Either one of us, or both of us, haven't even turned up, I don't think.
Well,
but yeah, hopefully I'll be on this Wednesday, and if it's up to me, it'll be Wildlands. Mind you, Anthem demo won't be going by then, I don't think. But yeah, Wildlands this Wednesday.
Do yourself a favor. Track Marcanics down. Make him play what you want to play, and he'll play.
Yeah. This Penguin Wars looks very Japanesey. So
is that
yeah?
Is it actually Nintendo Switch? I'm looking it up too. It looks like it's Switch stuff.
That's the Switch footage. But
I think it came out of the Switch already.
And it was so good that they had to put it on the PS4 too.
Clearly. Yeah. Clearly.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
I think that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Get rid of that.
Alrighty. Well, I was kind of expecting, you know, penguins with swords or something. But
I were hoping like it was just going to be like bloodthirsty penguins just pecking each other to death.
Right.
No, sadly, still probably better than Aliens Colonial Marines. All right, ongoing victories achieved. Look, if you are playing games right now and you think, what do I get for finishing games? Well, here's what you get.
A pat on the back.
Finish the game. Get a pat on the back by posting up on Twitter to @OC_podcast. Throw in the hashtag victory achieved. Take a picture of yourself also. Make sure the game's in the background. Tell us what game you beat, and we're going to put you into a contest. It doesn't cost you anything. Basically, put that entry in between now and March 31st, and we will this is hard for me to say. We are going to draw one random winner, and that person will win $20 or £15, depending upon which side of the pond you live.
Free money.
It will be either a gift card for PSN, Xbox Live, Steam, maybe Nintendo, if we like you. So we do try and support all platforms with this special giveaway. And you could be cool like these people. Caliburn M finished Dark Souls. Mr. Miyagi 1984 finished Nirm at Fate's Edge. Some chap, fine-looking gentleman, OC_Murphy's Law, finished Mutant Year Zero.
Who's that schmuck?
And lastly, Tanakh TQ finished Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Ooh, nice. That's a big game.
And because they are so cool, and they finish these games, and they have earned a special announcement, not Mark blowing his nose, but they have earned this sound. You all have a victory's achieved, victory's achieved, you have won a victory's achieved.
I'm hoping I muted in time.
Yeah, you did. Just nice visual effect, by the way, on that timing. All right. look, we want you to be part of this podcast. And how you can be part of this podcast is watching us live. We're on twitch.tv/OC podcast. We're on mixer.com. We're on YouTube. Come find us. /OC podcast is all you need to plug in after your favorite platform. You can watch us live 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the East Coast. Sorry, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 6 p.m. in Easter Island, 7 a.m. in Australia.
What about G'day, Central? Mate. What about Central Time, Greg?
We do. Even in the Central Time, we have a time. It's 3 p.m. in the Central. If you can't join us live, and we know that's a big disappointment, but some of us are not able to join live, you can come tune in via iTunes, Stitcher, even watch us on repeat on YouTube or Twitch, whatever, wherever you can find us in repeat. Come, listen, watch, give us a review if you can. We'd love a review. We like reviews.
We like speak pipes.
We do. We like speak pipes. We like participation. That's what we're trying to get at here.
We like listeners. Go tell a friend.
We also like clubs. Mark, how many clubs do we have?
We have clubs everywhere. We are like
Club City.
Do we tell. We're
franchised
clubs,
like
Mark?
McDonald's. We've got them everywhere. We've got one on PS4. We've got the OC Podcast Community. On Xbox One, we've got the OC Podcast Club. We're on Steam. We've got a group on Steam, OC Podcast. And we've got a Discord server. If you want to join that, just go to discord.ocpod.com and join
the
us
future.
On there.
Future.
It's a future, yeah. Have I missed one? No.
Yeah.
So sexy lady.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Boy.
Yes, boy.
This podcast has been smooth as a baby's bottom or the top of Mark's head. All right.
Ooh,
look, let's pass this around. Let's do some closing comments. Mark, since I just called you out, why not have you start it off?
Shout out you guys. It's always wonderful podcasting with you people. My podcast family. Thanks, Robin. Bastard. I'll never send a speak pipe in ever again. I want to thank Kyle for the proper speak pipe. And also Jason Gollaher
for the impromptu speech.
Yeah, his email and his sound clip. But more importantly, finally, we have got his episodic story called P-Town. And it's finally been released on the Ped and Mellor podcast feed. But you got to be quick because it won't be up for long. Now, if anyone doesn't get a chance to get it all, I have downloaded all 16 episodes, so I'm happy to redistribute them if you need it, if you can't get it from the Ped and Mellor feed. But yeah,
Are they letting their domain expire? Is that why?
I think I saw Viva La Pedros say that their feed's going to be dead from Monday evening.
Oh God, no!
I know. Yeah, so don't like Ped and Mellor.
All right, I got to go download them tonight. Yeah, I saw them. I didn't download them.
But Jason has put a lot of time and effort into this. He's written it himself. He narrates it all himself. Does all the voices and. I've heard good things about it. I've heard the prologue. He sent me the prologue a long time ago when it was going to be coming out, when Ped and Mellor were actually broadcasting a year ago, slackers. And it is really good. So, yeah, well done to Jason. And if anyone wants a copy of it, either contact Jason Goller directly or myself. I'm happy to distribute it on his behalf. Over to you, Gary.
Thanks. I'll just say real quick, the Ped and Mellor show was fucking great. I used to really enjoy that.
I used to love it. We'll have to steal one of our things now. That predictive text thing. I used to love that.
Oh, that was brilliant. Yeah. That was brilliant. It was fun. All right. You guys, if you ever fucking get off your asses, go do more shows one day. Don't let your podcast fucking domain expire and get back on the show. I'll shout out you guys. I'll shout out our listeners. And most of all, I want to shout out the Japanese because they gave us Penguin Wars. So thank you, Japanese.
Hi.
Hallelujah.
Kim.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out you guys. It's fun. It always is. And I enjoy, you know, being on here. I want to shout out a couple extra shatters that came on later, and that would be Psalm 67 and our very own Richard Webster. So thanks for showing up and jumping in the chat. And a shout out to Mother Nature. You know, you could take us out of the deep freeze any fucking time now. I'd appreciate it. Over to you there, Tank Top.
Downloading P-Town as we speak.
Original problem?
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, thank you to the three of you for joining the show today. It was fun, as always. Shout out to all of our listeners, as has already been noted several times and will be forever noted. We really do appreciate you guys listening in, taking part, being part of this family. Speaking of family, again, belated happy birthdays to Robin Tate and Nicole Radowski. Also, big props to Judith, because she really took care of Robin on his birthday.
She gave him a whale of a time in London. That way, a little London town. He's had the time of his life. Bless him.
He never saw the midget with the gimp mask coming, but he survived it. It's okay. I heard there's only a couple stitches needed. Well, so
I've heard Judy's flown back to Belfast, but Robin's still stuck in the Tower of London, apparently.
So,
not letting him out.
Right for what he tried. Yeah. He did try pulling some shenanigans that last night. Anyway, yes, happy birthday. And again, Judith, well done. You probably will never hear this, but you're a good lady. Yes. All right. I think really we should wrap this up. Let's move on. Let's start some music. Let's get out of here and finish our weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.